SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Prime Ministers, this is very different to red carpet diplomacy. Why has it been so important for you two to do this together as PMs?
Well, we are stuck in this part of the world forever, so to speak. And Australia aren't going anywhere, PNG aren't going anywhere. And apart from our own personal friendship, but our two peoples, it's a close bonus. The map in between PNG and Australia, the land divide, is only 4 kilometres. The southern part of Papua New Guinea is 4 kilometres from the northernmost Australian island. The people in that two cultural divide are same culture anyway. They speak the same language. They have the same cultural totem. And even way beyond, before the ice melting ages, I'm sure our continents were, or you could cross over by land. So we're here forever. We see other parts of the world where atrocities happen between neighbors. We don't envisage our part of the world to have war and strife and conflict. As I was saying yesterday and in my own conversations every time, Pacific must be peaceful. It must be green, blue, fresh air, trees remaining, friendly people, both sides. And Australia being the biggest economy in the entire Pacific group of nations, have its own natural role in having a lookout at what's happening in the region. So this time around, my friend picked to walk this hard walk. He could have easily picked to be dropped over at Isiwara and then walk back down. But he picked the opposite. Dropped at the lowest and walked the hardest part back. Life is full of challenges, and once you focus to overcome the obstacles in front of you, you can get through. And kudos to this big brother here. He did the right thing in every sense. He picked the hardest leg of the Kogoda track, and we started to walk, and we almost reaching our destination. It shows that with perseverance, determination, walking side by side, helping each other, you can get to the destination.
Indeed. Look, this is a friendship that was really cemented on this track in World War II in 1942. It's a debt that we owe the people of PNG who looked after Australians during our darkest hour. And it was a matter of Australia defending our country. And, of course, we were one country then. It was the territory of Papua New Guinea. And that history, that shared history, is so important. But what this walk to me represents as well is a shared future, shared values that we have. We've worked together on climate change. We've worked together in the Pacific Island Forum and other bodies as well. And I think this walk will send a message to the populations of both our countries, but to the region as well, about how important this relationship is and that Australia and PNG walk together.
How has it changed the way you look at Anzac Day now, having been through some of the elements?
Well, it's inspirational what our soldiers did in World War II. And, of course, they couldn't have done it without the support of the local population here. But the hardship and sacrifice that they overcame is just extraordinary. We lost 625 Australians on the Kokoda track during those battles, including right here in the Battle of Isarawa was one of the most intense. 99 Australians lost their lives. 110 Australians were injured during that battle. And the fierceness of it in this terrain, it's extraordinary. The courage that people far from home and in a very different climate and different environment showed.
They say travelling together is the best test of a relationship. Have you passed it?
Well, it didn't have to take this trip for us to anchor our relationship. It was already there, but when you walk this sort of path, it ingrains in your soul. It ingrains in your soul deeper meanings of life. And suddenly, as Prime Minister of Australia and myself, we have a sunset time. We'll come and go. But the walk here should entrench in the minds of our people that we must walk together into the future. And one thing, Prime Minister, as you mentioned, numbers who lost their lives, it is unnumbered many Papua New Guineans who lost their lives in this atrocity. And for us in PNG, it reminds us not to encourage conflict. Never must conflict happen in PNG or in Australia or in Pacific. We will forever stand as buffer to conflicts. Take your conflict elsewhere. We're not someone else's muscles here. In Pacific, we'd like to live the way Pacific lives. And that's the name speaks for itself. Pacific, pacifies, peace, easy. That's what it is all about. And this walk, really, I want to encourage all Australians to look for a place of meditation, soul-setting, looking to ensure you know who you are and where you are placed in world, and in the world of many ideologies. Come here, walk this path. Get yourself rejuvenated deep inside. If your Prime Minister can do it, you can do it. Myself and Governor here, we will work to conserve what it is, but we give some a little bit of touch-ups so that not to leave my people behind, but also present this place where if a trekker who comes from the comfort of Sydney or Melbourne or elsewhere wants to take a little bit of good rest, there's also good rest, Wi-Fi, so that without taking away the authenticity of the trek, we want to also present in a manner in which it's more modern for those who travel in from Australia. It's sentimental to Australians. This was a defense of the combined space we had. You never know what the 10 would have been if this was not defended. And we're now moving into the holier side, so to speak, where the last big battle took place and the resistance was established.
PM's home stretch. Thank you.
Thank you.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.